Good morning. China has decoupled from the United States for agricultural products, which is hurting American farmers who were dependent on exports to China, but who is now well supplied by Brazil and Russia. We're seeing the same decoupling in energy, and China has developed new sources of supply from Russia and Iran. That's what we believe anyway. This is from April. Propane is liquefied petroleum gas, and China used to be one of the biggest buyers of U.S. propane after Japan. Suddenly, China stopped buying it, and the price collapsed by over 30% in a single month. This had been an important export for American energy producers, especially in the shale patch. And China was a huge buyer of propane and other LPG, especially for its plastics industry. The bilateral trade in LPG was running about $1 billion a month, and 60% of China's LPG was US sourced. But then the tariffs came from both sides. At the time, the retaliatory tariffs on US exports to China were 125%. Those did not last long, but it was long enough. Chinese buyers rushed to find other sources, and they found them. They found other suppliers elsewhere. Chinese plants stood to lose $770 a ton on American propane, but by switching to Middle East suppliers, they could stay in business. So much of the trade today between China and its trading partners is outside Western systems, and so we can only guess how China's demand is being met, and by whom and at what prices. We do know that the US was China's biggest supplier of propane, then suddenly China wasn't buying any at all. We can safely assume that Iran stepped up because the April-May period earlier this year saw liquefied propane as Tehran's largest non-oil export. American policymakers also assume that and have taken massive action against Iranian sales of LPG after the collapse in U.S. exports. The goal of those efforts is to exert pressure on a sector involved in significant exports to China. These are the press releases from State and Treasury, but analysts are skeptical the shippers can even be sanctioned at all, let alone that the new trade routes from Iran to China will be disrupted. That's propane and other LPG, liquefied petroleum gas. Now bad news is hitting other energy market sectors. Crude oil, liquefied natural gas, and coal exports from the United States to China went basically to zero in June. China's tariffs on these products were lower than for LPG, just 10 to 15%. But those were high enough to push Chinese buyers to source from elsewhere. China is the world's biggest buyer of crude oil, and in June 2024, China bought $800 million of crude from US suppliers. In June 2025, that number is zero. Last month, US sales to China for gas was zero for the fourth month in a row. In June of last year, China bought $90 million worth of U.S. coal. Now it's next to nothing there. China has diversified its commodities imports. Russia and Saudi are big players for crude, and Russia again for natural gas. The trade wars have done a lot of damage in a short time to American farms and our exporters of soybeans and corn. Now the same is happening in energy, a decoupling of American suppliers from Chinese demand. We assumed very wrongly that because China had always bought our soybeans and our energy, that they always would. This chart is almost impossible to believe. October 2024 wasn't that long ago, and we probably assumed that China was dependent on us for their supplies of coal, crude, and LNG. We thought they needed our LPG or their plastics industry would go out of business. So our political leadership needs a new perspective, and fast, on this BRICS trading bloc. These are natural resource economies, and they're producer economies. Taken together, the countries on this map pull easily enough energy out of the ground to keep their lights on and their cars moving. They easily grow enough food to keep everyone fed. China is the world's biggest manufacturer, by far. And the BRICS countries pull enough ores and metals out of the ground to send to China, who can build everything they need. This is Shaoxing. Be good.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Pray for those who hurt you. Love your enemies. Do unto others as you want others to do. Store up for yourself treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be.